thought, it's been first class, you know, to arrive, see the fans walk, throw into the main drives, and it was nice. Unexpectedly, as I arrived at the entrance, there was lots of people there just clapping and shouting, and I was just so unprepared for it. And I walked around the concourses before the game started, and it was photographs, it was signing autographs. It was just a different world and a different culture, and this is what the new stadium's brought about. Certainly a step and a belief to the fans of Rotherham, and it was a fantastic beginning to the match.
How many people have called you Sir Tony today?
Sir, not Sir. No. Yeah, I think people do get carried away on certain occasions. But no, I mean, people appreciate it, and they've got memories that Rotherham in the past hadn't done too well, and it had lost its way. And to see the journey to where you move out from Millmore, and you don't want to do that, but there's only alternative to go to Don Valley, and then to have four seasons there, and I can't speak too highly of people at Don Valley. They were fantastic people. But to come back to the promised land today and play a team like Barnsley and Barnsley brought a good lot of supporters. I mean, they were valiant. I mean, they were really, really first-class supporters to Barnsley. Well-behaved, very supportive. And it just so happened that on the day, and it was a friendly, we won the game. And I think that's sort of the second thing to the fact that the fans could experience the new player, the new manager, the new stadium, and it's been a knees up Mother Brown for everybody.
Tony, what emotion did you feel when you took your seat and the game kicked off, and you suddenly, everything that you've worked towards over this time while you've been Rotherham United chairman was there in front of you, your team playing in a new stadium in Rotherham?
Well, it was emotional, and I think it was difficult to keep it together, but I did keep it together, and I think that's probably because of my age and experience. But it is difficult when people pat you on the back and give you the thanks and all this, that, and the other. You know, it's not just about me. You know, I have a team of people behind me. They've obviously put the work, the effort in, and it's more of a team of people rather than Tony Stewart that's got to be thanked for what we've got in Rotherham. But yes, it was an emotional time, and it was very, very difficult. And I think to go on the pitch before we kicked off and approach the fans, and it seemed odd that at Don Valley, when you approach the fans, you face them on, because there was only, if you like, one section of the ground. But obviously we've got four sections of the ground, and I could have probably done with a spinning plate so I could rotate and talk to every side of the ground. But seriously, it was, I'd hold on to all that to address the crowd and tell them about where we'd been and where they know where we've been, but where we'd arrived and where we'd come from, and you could feel the appreciation from the fans because it is a first class job, this New York Stadium. It's had a lot of work and detail put in. It's cost a few bob. Credit due to the main construction builders, GMI, because they've built it with pride. And to see that come together and get on the pitch and say the few words, I must admit that there were nervous moments, and I was pleased when it was over.
Tony, it's a tremendous stadium. I drive past it twice every day on the way to and from work. It is superb to see it last night, especially when Rotherham United was lit up and the badge was there. All of a sudden, it just felt complete. It is a fantastic stadium. You know, everyone at Rotherham United has done a great job. I suppose the big thing now is getting a team on the field that are going to match the fantastic stadium, and to get Rotherham United back into League One, isn't it?
Well, so far, we've not lost a game at New York Stadium. So if we keep that continual in our mind that we match by match, if we win more than we lose, and with a team that's turned out today, and yes, it's been a friendly, so let's not get really over the top about it. But we've got 10 new players in, and there's a bit of a skip and a bit of tempo with regard to the players, and I think we've got a manager that reads it right, and I think we've got an exciting new addition in front of us. I think that this kick-off that we've got on the 18th of August, the first match, it's the start of something, and if we can get the tempo that we've had today, I think it's going to be exciting.